Hello, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday Weekly. This is your host, Damaris Luz Mercado. And another part to our forgiveness meditation series that we are working on is what we'll be talking about today. And with us to guide us through this meditation is Jodi Rufty. Once again, welcome, Jodi.
Hi there. Thank you so much. Happy to be there here. And I think I'm really excited about this series. It's a very powerful, very profound meditation practice. And I'll say a little bit to get us started, but just so everybody knows that's listening, if this is the first one that you're listening to, there'll be a little bit of a longer introduction on this topic in the first part, which is the forgiveness of oneself. So what we'll be focusing on in this second part is forgiveness of those that we may have harmed. Mm. So this will be what we'll, our focus for our meditation in this series today. And one thing just to reiterate that I had mentioned in the first series that we had done is just this idea of that word forgiveness and what that means, and that it's important to, when we're doing this practice, to understand that it's a process and that forgiveness does not in any way mean that we are justifying or condoning harmful acts, but that it's simply a practice of helping us to unburden our heart. And that also with that, it's important that in doing these practices, that these forgiveness practices, is that it does not mean that we have to physically reach out to the person that we are asking forgiveness from or to, that we can simply do this practice in our own mind, in our own heart, in our meditation practice. If it feels appropriate, you know, in physically reaching out to a particular person, great, but that's not necessary. So just wanted to put that out there as well.
No, I think that's great. I like what you said as far as unburdening our hearts, you know. Forgiveness can feel quite heavy to even get to. You know, and I think it's a process. To forgive is definitely a process, and some people can't even get into that space. You know, so hopefully, going through this meditation or any part of the series can help with that. You know, and the unburdening on ourselves and our hearts that comes about, that we bring about, that we allow others to bring about. And so I'm very thankful for this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many layers to it, right?
So,
you know, being really, really, really kind to yourself during this practice, really compassionate to yourself. And as we mentioned, you know, before, if it feels a little bit too overwhelming for whatever reason at this point in time, then, you know, come back to it another time when you're feeling ready. You know, there's no right or wrong to any of this. You know, so important to keep that in mind. And it's okay if you're not ready to do this for today, you know. So
right. And to add to that disclaimer, self-care, right? So take care of yourself along the way, make sure you're comfortable. You know, if you need a glass of water, if you need a tissue, if you need a cushion, if you need to stop and start and stop and start, you know, do that. Because it's important for you to take care of yourself in this process, in any meditation process and practice. So with that being said, let's work on some forgiveness for others who I or you may have harmed, right?
Yes.
So I will, once again, silence myself and turn it over to you and come back in for some closing words and thoughts.
Great. Okay, everybody. So take a moment to just make yourself comfortable in any seated position. You can sit in a chair, sit on the floor. The only thing I recommend is not to lie down, just because there's often a tendency to fall asleep. And we want to be as alert and awake as possible when we're doing these types of practices and reflective meditations. So I will be leading you through this again today. So there'll be most of the time I'll be talking to you, but there may also be some moments of silence. So just so you know, there might be a period of time where you're not hearing me speak. And then I will, when the meditation's over, I will bring you out of the meditation. So once you're settled, closing your eyes or keeping your eyes open, either is fine. I often recommend closing the eyes just so that you can close your sensory organ off to your environment. But if you feel safer to have your eyes open, you can keep your eyes open just gazing at a point in front of you. So forgiveness of those that we've harmed. We might have a list, right? So for today, I'd like you to really just focus on one person, not to overburden or overwhelm. And it's important to realize that whomever that first person is that really comes to you naturally, organically, is probably the best person to start with. So once you have an idea of whom that may be, just visualizing that person. And there are so many ways in which we knowingly or unknowingly may have caused harm or hurt to another person. And this is oftentimes out of our own pain, out of our own fear, out of our own confusion, out of our own anger that we unfortunately, knowingly or unknowingly harmed or betrayed or abandoned someone. And this is just part of being human. And it's important for us to acknowledge and honor that humanness. And again, this is not about justifying or condoning, but just acknowledging that this is part of what it is to live in this world, in this body, in this life. We will cause harm, and we will have harm caused to us. And so as you invite this person in that you're wanting to do this meditation around, let yourself really feel the grief or the sorrow as best you can that's there around this particular person and or situation in which you may have knowingly or unknowingly caused harm. And as you're beginning to settle into that space and that place of that memory, beginning to ask forgiveness now, this person. And so I will say a phrase, I'll repeat a phrase that you can repeat out loud or internally to yourself. To this person. In the many ways that I may have harmed, hurt, betrayed, or abandoned you out of my own pain, my own fear, my own confusion or anger, I ask your forgiveness. In the many ways that I may have hurt or harmed you, betrayed or abandoned you out of my own pain, my own fear, my own confusion or anger, I ask you to forgive me. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness.
I'd like you to just sit with this now for a minute or so. And you can continue to repeat that phrase or repeat any phrasing of what I said internally to yourself or out loud as you're visualizing asking this person for forgiveness. Be aware of your breath, be aware of your body as you're doing this. And you may simply, as you're sitting and you are visualizing, you may simply just be visualizing this person and just simply saying to them, I ask your forgiveness. I ask your forgiveness. Begin to deepen your breath now. Feel your body's contact with whatever it is you may be seated on. Taking your time as you're ready. If your eyes are closed, gently, slowly begin to open your eyes as you take your time letting your vision come into the room. For those of you that may have chosen to keep your eyes open, similarly, you can take your gaze off of whatever point you were focused on and start to allow your gaze to come into the rest of the room. Stay connected to your breath. Stay connected to your body, whatever you're seated upon. Bringing yourself fully back into this present moment. Okay.
Yes. Okay is definitely a good word or a couple of letters to this one. Like the other one, this felt heavy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I do want to say that, you know, these meditations are quite brief that I'm doing with you. And so it might feel natural and also important for some of you to sit longer than what this time is allowing for. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there too. You know, it's not to rush this process.
You know, I didn't feel rushed through the process. That I can definitely say. And I can see how sitting longer, you know, can allow you to go even more deeply and say as many times as you need to and ask for forgiveness. I guess what was coming up for me, I mean, there was something you had mentioned earlier on in the meditation and the beginning of this process was just acknowledging being human, right? That how we unknowingly may have betrayed or abandoned someone or done something not really conscious of it, or maybe even conscious of it, right? And aware, but that whole process of just acknowledging being human. And I think that society has had us so focused on being humans doing.
Yeah.
Instead of humans being, you know, and that kind of came up for me. And so how we may have done something to someone and not really know, and they might be harboring a resentment, or you might not be talking with this person anymore for whatever reason that you're just not clear about, for something that you may have done, right? Just because you've just been on go or doing or whatever. And, but being is just a whole nother, space and mindset and way of living. And so that got me thinking about that too. And, you know, there were a couple people that came up for me, and one in particular, and, but I think that there's like a mutual, because I know another part of forgiveness meditation, and this one has been focused upon for someone who I may have harmed knowingly or unknowingly, but another part of this meditation is forgiveness of others who may have harmed you or who may have harmed me, right? And so I'm thinking of like maybe a mutual situation, or that same person to me, as I think about that other form of meditation, of part of this practice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I feel like that's going to be easy to grab onto when I do the other part of the meditation. But you know, I felt like a lump come up in my throat, you know, and so I was wondering, okay, so how does this work, right? Because this person is not in front of us or you or whoever, right? Me. And how much does it matter to me or to them, right? When we're going through this meditation, because now it's about forgiving someone else and or asking that person for forgiveness and they're not with us. So
yeah. Well, I think going back to what I was saying earlier is that this particular practice or this series that we're focusing on is really about the focus being on you, right? Mm-hmm. And the focus being on you to unburden your heart.
Right.
Right. And that may or may not include actually physically reaching out to that person, you know, because sometimes for some of us, it's not possible to reach out to that person because maybe that person's no longer here physically. You know, maybe it's somebody, you know, oftentimes we can do this type of practice around, you know, people that have passed. And it's important to realize that, like, again, it's not always necessary or important even that we physically make contact with that person, that, you know, because this is about us unburdening our hearts around that particular situation or person. But for some people, it is important to have that physical contact. And so I think both can be useful and helpful. It depends on the person. It depends on the situation, you know. So, but it's a way for us to just really practice letting go and unburdening our heart. And that's the main intent.
Right. That's the basics of the practice.
That's the basics of the practice.
That's the basics. Yeah. There's so much there, and I can see how, you know, this can definitely extend further, especially when you know, the person is no longer around in physical form. You know, that's a whole other thing. But all right, well, you know, thank you so much once again for this part, and everyone, please, you know, play this over if you need to, listen to the other parts, work through whatever you have going on, and take your time and be easy with yourself and unburden your heart.
Yes.
So, Looking forward to connecting again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is your host, Damaris Luce-Mercado. Check us out on our budding site, WellnessWednesdayWeekly.com.